Welcome to DNB College. In this lesson, we're building a jungle voltage style filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12, then stretching it into a proper DNB arrangement so it feels like pressure, not just a filter sweep. The whole idea here is simple, but it matters a lot. A breakdown in drum and bass should not feel like the track is stopping. It should feel like the energy is being compressed, narrowed, and aimed at the next drop. That's the difference between a random transition and a real tension section. We want the break to go foggy, the bass to retreat into a restrained pulse, the top end to close in, and the listener to feel the return coming before it hits. This technique lives in that important space between big moments, after the first drop, before the second, or as a reset in a roller or jungle tune where you need contrast without losing momentum. Why this works in DNB is because the genre depends on timing discipline and rhythmic memory. If you remove too much, the track collapses. If you shape the breakdown carefully, the groove still breathes, the snare still speaks, and the drop comes back with more force. Start with a break that already has character. Something like an amen style chop, a dusty one-bar loop, or a break with clear ghost notes and snare identity. Put it on an audio track, trim it cleanly, and if you already have a good drum bus from the drop, duplicate the break track so you preserve the original feel. That's a smart move. Work from the groove you trust. Now place auto filter on the break. For this kind of breakdown, a low pass is usually the core move. Open it before the breakdown, somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, then automate it down over a few bars until you're closer to the 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz range, depending on how submerged you want it. Don't do it too fast. In DNB, the listener should feel the spectrum narrowing, while the rhythm still moves forward. You can choose a cleaner low-pass approach, or you can add a little resonance and let the filtered break keep a narrow, haunted edge. That second option can sound really wicked in darker jungle and broken tech material. Just be careful not to make it nasal. Keep the resonance controlled. The goal is movement through a tunnel, not a cheesy sweep. What to listen for here is whether the break still has a spine. The snare needs to remain readable even as the top end closes. If the snare vanishes too early, the section loses its identity and the bar line gets blurry. If the loop is short, use warp carefully. Keep the timing aligned, but don't overquantize every transient into something sterile. A little human drift is fine if the kick-snare relationship still makes sense. In jungle, slight imperfection often helps the section breathe. You can also extend the phrase by duplicating the loop and shifting a few hits slightly, or by chopping the break into call and response fragments. For example, one pair of bars can play the full phrase, then the next pair can remove the first kick and leave the snare ghosts exposed. That gives you motion, without needing a completely new idea. Once the breakdown shape is working, add some controlled grime. Saturator is perfect for this. Keep soft clip on, push drive by a few dB, and compensate the output so you don't just make it louder. You want electrical charge, not chaos. If you want a more battered jungle feel, drum bus can come before or after saturator depending on the character you want. Drum bus before saturator gives you thicker transient body. Saturator before drum bus gives you a more cracked, harmonically rough edge. What to listen for with saturation is simple. Does the break feel denser without turning into white noise? If the snare loses its front edge, back off. Let the filter and arrangement do more of the emotional work. Now we need to think about low end. A filtered breakdown in DNB often sounds stronger when there's just a tiny bit of sub residue underneath it. Not a full bass line. Just a ghost of the weight. You can build this with operator or wave eatable using a sine wave, a low octave, a short decay, and mono only. Keep it simple. Maybe a pulse that lasts 150 to 400 milliseconds, or a very restrained sustained note if the track needs a darker drone feel. This is a major arrangement decision. Ask yourself, do you want the bass to disappear completely, or do you want it to retreat behind a curtain? If you want maximum drama, cut it almost all the way. If you want the breakdown to feel more alive and club-ready, leave a tiny sub-pulse in there. Just don't overdo it, because too much low-end kills the contrast when the drop returns. Next, shape the break so it still reads after filtering. EQ 8 is your friend here. If the snare has become thin, you can give it a little chest around 180 to 250 Hz, or a bit of presence around 2 to 4 kHz if the attack needs help. Be subtle. Every boost in a filtered breakdown is a statement, not a maintenance move. If the hats get harsh, pull a little out around 6 to 10 kHz rather than letting brittle top poke through. A really useful workflow move is to group the break, sub-residue, and Atmos layers into something like breakdown BED and process the group. That way, your automation and overall balance stay fast and focused. You're shaping one musical object instead of juggling 10 little problems. To make the breakdown feel bigger, add a restrained atmosphere layer. Vinyl dust, room tone, a reverse cymbal, or a dark noise bed can all work. Filter it so it doesn't clutter the drums, and keep it tucked underneath the main rhythm. This is not about lush ambience. It's about air around the broken groove. You can automate this atmosphere slowly over the phrase. Maybe the high pass opens a little. Maybe the stereo width increases slightly only in the top end. Maybe the reverb send grows and then pulls back before the drop. A darker hybrid reverb or a short reverb send can work beautifully if it's filtered hard enough. What to listen for here is whether the atmosphere makes the break feel deeper, not just farther away. If the groove gets smeared, shorten the decay or reduce the send. Now stretch the breakdown as a phrase, not as a loop. This is where a lot of advanced DNB arrangement gets won or lost. A strong breakdown usually lives in 4-bar or 8-bar logic, sometimes 16 bars, if you want a more hypnotic roller feel. One reliable shape is to start with a filtered break and sub-residue, then thin it out, then bring in a fill or a reverse cue in the last bar, and then drop hard. That last bar matters a lot. It tells the crowd what kind of impact is coming. You can make this shorter and more fractured for a more aggressive jungle cut, or stretch it longer for a darker, more cinematic reset. Both work. The choice depends on what the track needs. If the first drop already hit hard, a tighter 8-bar breakdown can be enough. If the tune needs a psychological reset, go longer and evolve the filter more slowly. Here's a useful advanced trick. Once the automation feels right, resample the filtered breakdown to audio. Then treat that printed version like material. Chop a reverse snare into the pickup. Duplicate a ghost hit. Slice a tiny fill and repeat it once. Pitch a fragment down slightly. This often sounds more intentional than trying to automate every microscopic moment live, and it gives you better control when the arrangement gets busy. Also, keep the core elements mono-compatible. The break, the sub-residue, and the main low-mid content should survive a mono check without losing the groove. Decorative atmos can be wide, but the body of the breakdown should stay centered. Use utility if you need to narrow a layer, and remember that wide low-mids might sound exciting in headphones but fall apart in a club. What to listen for now is the actual emotional arc. The breakdown should start recognizably rhythmic, then feel narrower, then feel like it's holding its breath, and finally point clearly at the return. If it just gets quieter, that's not enough. The section needs to become denser in tension even as it becomes smaller in bandwidth. One of the biggest mistakes is filtering too fast. If the sweep happens immediately, the breakdown feels like a DJ effect instead of part of the tune. Another common mistake is removing the snare identity. Jungle and DNB need that rhythmic spine. Keep the bar line audible. Let one snare transient, one ghost note, or one narrow upper mid cue survive long enough to anchor the phrase. Another thing to watch is the sub. If the sub residue is too loud, the drop won't feel bigger. And if the section only feels good in stereo, you've probably leaned too hard on decorative width. The emotional core has to work in mono. That's where club translation lives. For darker and heavier material, think in terms of narrowing instead of just motion. A slow reduction in bandwidth can feel more predatory than a complex modulation source. Sometimes one frequency band carrying the threat is enough. Preserve either the snare crack or a narrow upper mid hiss, not both at full intensity. That restraint creates real pressure. You can also build the breakdown as a story arc. Early bars keep enough of the break alive that dancers stay oriented. Middle bars remove certainty and reduce support. Final bars introduce a clear cue, a fill, a reverse hit, a filter opening, or a sudden moment of space. That final gesture is powerful. It makes the drop feel like the answer to a question, not just the next loud thing. Before you call it done, always check the breakdown in context. Play the last two bars into the first two bars of the return. Does the drop feel obviously bigger in tone or impact? Does the snare in the breakdown compete with the drop snare? Does the sub residue mask the re-entry? If the answer is yes, simplify. Pull the breakdown bed down a touch, remove one layer, or shorten the final bar. The job of this section is to create appetite. If you want a quick quality check, use three passes. First, solo the breakdown and ask if it still sounds like a real break. Second, mute the following phrase and ask if there's enough tension space left for the return. Third, play the drop back in and ask whether the contrast is obvious. If all three work, stop shaping. Don't overcook it. At some point, the best move is to commit and move on. So to recap, a jungle voltage filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 is not just about sweeping a filter down. It's about phrase control, groove memory, monodiscipline, and making the arrangement breathe in 4, 8, or 16 bar logic. Use autofilter, saturator, EQ8, drum boss, utility, and light compression to shape the collapse without flattening the rhythm. Keep a tiny bit of sub if the track needs it. Add atmosphere carefully. Resample when the shape is right. And always make sure the drop comes back feeling bigger, because the breakdown did its job. Now take the mini exercise with a homework challenge and build one for yourself. Make a 4-bar or 6-bar filtered breakdown using only stock Ableton tools, one break, one sub residue layer, and one atmosphere layer. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and make sure the final bar says something real before the drop hits. That's how you turn a filter move into a proper DNB pressure section.